Uganda's 2026 presidential race has welcomed new entrants from little-known political outfits, sparking debate about whether they can mount serious campaigns or are simply out to make a statement. The Common Man's Party, or CMP, Revolutionary People's Party, or RPP, and National Peasants' Party, or NPP, have each fronted candidates who insist they represent the change Ugandans have long awaited. But with limited visibility, resources, and unclear long-term strategies, questions remain about their staying power. CMP flag bearer Mubarak Munyagwa has drawn attention after stepping up his security detail following nomination, declaring that his campaign is about returning power to ordinary Ugandans. "This is the time for the common man. I believe I am the next president of Uganda and I am ready to fight for the people's voice," he said. For Frank Bulira Kabina of the RPP, a federal system of governance is central to his bid. "Victory is already in my heart. My mission is to give Ugandans a federal system that guarantees equality, and that is what I stand for," Kabinga argued. Meanwhile, NPP's Robert Kasibante has vowed to begin his presidency by cleaning up Kampala before rolling out wider reforms. "Kampala is the heartbeat of Uganda, and it must be cleaned up, politically, socially, and economically. That's where I will start as president," Kasibante promised. Despite their confidence, critics doubt whether the new players can sustain nationwide campaigns or build viable party structures beyond 2026. Still, the trio insists they are not short-term contenders. "We are not in this race for show. We are here to stay, to build strong parties, and to give Ugandans a new future," Munyagwa stressed, a sentiment echoed by both Kabinga and Kasibante. As campaigns begin, the spotlight is on these small parties to prove whether they can shake up Uganda's politics or fade away like many before them.